بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. کلام آف شیخ اول رومی وقت، تبریز دورہ رومی وقت، حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکزہ، ٹائٹل ہے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کی ہیں میخانے. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میخانے، دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میخانے، دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے. خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے، خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے، وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے. وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے. جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے، جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے. بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے، بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے. حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن، حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن. بتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے، بتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے. جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں، جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرا نے، مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرا نے. جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں، جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں. نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے، نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے. کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا، کیوں ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جس کے ویرانے، ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جس کے ویرانے. ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو، مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے، مگر بدنام ہیں دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف پردانے کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف پردانے نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ پر تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ میں کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے آخری شعر ہے وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہمیں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے This is a very beautiful ashar of Hazrat Abdul Rahmatullah Ali, and this is a bayan full of lessons for me and everyone, inshallah. This is the meaning of the title of this is the time of Sehri that I have given the closeness of the entire world. At the time of Sehri, the person is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a time when du'as are accepted. That is a time we need to make istighfar. That is a time we need to beg of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is at our doorstep. And Allah give us tawfiq, the 13th, 14th, 15th. We should try to keep fast, inshaAllah. The yam abid. And this is the training ground for the month of Ramadan. At the time of Sehri, Allah ta'ala made it such that this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what sunnah also, normally at the time of iftar, we are very, very particular breaking our fast with dates. Also, it is a sunnah to eat dates at the time of Sehri as well. At the time of Sehri is the time of tahajjud as well. It's the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down to the nearest heaven. In other words, Allah ta'ala's mercy comes in full jaws. And Allah ta'ala makes announcements, who is there to ask of me? Who is there to ask forgiveness of me? Who is there that has any need of me so they can beg of me? So the time of Sehri, that time person is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سنائے خانقوں میں محبت کے ہیں یہ خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے that we have heard in the khankas that the goblets of Allah Ta'ala's wine of Allah Ta'ala's love normally a person goes to the tavern tavern, the way the barman is distributing all types of alcohol, and people are merrymaking, people are happy, people are in ecstasy, people are in a ghoul, in a trance. But that here we have a spiritual trance, a spiritual ecstasy, where a person comes, links to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the places, the khankas, and Allah ta'ala's fazl, that we've got the khanka, many, many other khankas, and there's a need for many, many more other spiritual hospitals. Every place you go, for example, a person takes a survey, how many hospitals, and how many hospitals are still cropping up, why a person is worried about his physical health. But how much are we worried about our spiritual health? A person has some heart problem, angina, cholesterol. He's worried whether he doesn't have a bypass. And if anything has to happen, if a person has to pass away, that is the end of it. But if a person does not make effort on his spiritual heart, then the problems begin when a person passes away. So in Nakanka is that place where we reform ourselves. And then the Safi, Ashiko, the Bahman, so to say, here in this, the Shaykh, now he gives us the goblets and the jugs of Allah Ta'ala's marifat, Allah Ta'ala's love. خلافِ راہ سنت ہو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے وہ دیوانے بظاہر میں مگر اندر میں فرزانے. That sometimes a person who becomes madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, drunk in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is it that he can go khilaf sunnah, against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And there are no shortage of such people who are bogus, and in every field you will find bogus people. Yeah, also in this, people with long jubbas, and they are mixing with freely with women, making salam to women, even worse, women now making sajda at their feet. And these people at the time of Fajr, they fast asleep. These are the people who might be smoking some wrong substances. These are the people who at the time when they have qawwali, they have their sessions, and they go into the hall, and just to entertain the crowd. But they are all just against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And outwardly they look very, very pious, but inside they are very, very shrewd. Mawlana Yusuf Patel Sahib rahmatullahi gave an example. He said that one person, he took bear to a sheikh, he was sincere, but this sheikh was a false, bogus person. And he used to now milk his muris of money, and at the time of Fajr, not reading his salam. So normally the sheikh makes the islah of the murid. So here the murid said, let me see if I can make the islah of this sheikh. So he came to him, he said, Hazrat, I dreamt last night that there is excreta on my hands, on my fingers, and there is honey on your fingers. So the sheikh said, it's so obvious, you are dunya dar, you are going after the dunya, you are going after the filth and the carrion of the dunya, whereas honey is pure, shifa. I am the one, you need to sit in my company. So he said, Hazrat, the dream continues. He said, okay, tell me, what did you dream? He said, I saw that I'm sucking your fingers. He said, that's obvious that you need to sit in my company and take benefit from me, because with honey is shifa, you'll get shifa from all your heart, all your spiritual problems, etc. And he's going on for himself. He said, Hazrat, the dream continues, and I saw you sucking my fingers. So now he said, you get out from here. Who are you? Can tell me all these things. So normally the sheikh made the islah, this person made the islah of the sheikh. So we should be careful that who we link ourselves with, those people, alhamdulillah, we'll have example in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll find there are chains of narrators from a person who is narrating to his ustad. From his ustad to his ustad, and the link, the chain continues right till Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even in the khanka as well, the various silsilas, the links are connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jo arif hai, wo kis alam mein rehte hain, Khuda jaane. Bhala jo ghair arif hai, wo unka rutba kya jaane? That arif, that person who has the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah ta'ala knows what world he is living in. Compared to a person who is not an arif, he does not recognize of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can he know the position of such a person? An arif is that person that he recognizes who's got sunnah in his life. A person, one is an abid, one is an arif. An abid will make tahajjud, and an arif also makes tahajjud. But the tahajjud, between the difference between the two is very, very, very great. similarly with all ibadat, whether it is a salah or dua, whatever, the arif recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He recognizes the ihsan of Allah, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is an outward alim, and one is an alim who's got a marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is a person who goes according to the book. This is haram, this is not jayz. For example, a famous incident where that person came and he committed 99 murders. So he went to a person who was an alim. And then when he told him his entire story, he said, "You are doomed. 99 people, you are doomed for hell." This person had the knowledge, and he gave the verdict according to the book. And this person said, "Why leave my number 99? Make it a century." Then he went to another person who was an arif. He was an Allah wala. He went to Allah, the person who recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who puts mercy and hope in the people's heart. It does not make them feel despondent. So he came to this person and he said, "I killed 100 people." He said, "Who am I? How can I stop you from receiving the mercy and the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who am I to stop that all your sins being forgiven?" So imagine now this person, when he went the entire story, how Allah ta'ala forgave. So this was the difference. On one occasion, Hazrat Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi, he was a great muhaddith of Musnad Ahmad. He was teaching a dars of hadith, and then he saw Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi. We know Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi so much of he just showed respect to the Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim, and he was a person far away from deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a message to the buzruk of the time, that go to the tavern, go to the bar, and tell him that, "Oh Bishr, Allah ta'ala has forgiven him." Why? Because he showed respect to my name of Bismillah. So Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi was walking, Imam Ahmad, when he saw him, he stood up out of respect. And then when he went past, the student said that, "Oh Imam Ahmad, you are such a great muhaddith. You wrote the kitab of Musnad Ahmad, but you are standing for this person who is barefooted, and what's the reason behind it?" So he said that, "I am arif of the kitab. I am the arif of the kitab. He's the arif billah. And I have knowledge of the kitab. He has knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Hasino ke ujar jayenge jab jaghrafiya ek din batana da kaha jayega apne dil ko behlane. That those beautiful women, those idols in human forms, we look at them and we admire them, and we see our gaze transfixed upon them, and sometimes they make us diwana, they go make us go mad. And then we don't realize the appearance and the figures will change one day. Now they are very hale and healthy, very, very beautiful. Out of the appearance, they are looking very, very smart. But the time will come when their cheeks will be sunken in, their teeth will fall off, and then they will gain weight. And then you don't want to even look, they have put a second gaze upon them. So why is it that you're looking at them, that, "Oh nada, oh ignorant one, now where are you going to attach your heart?" One is you look at that person, you look at that woman, that maybe in high school or university you were attracted to a certain woman, but later on when you saw her later on in life, then you say, "Oh, lucky Allah Ta'ala saved me from her, how old she is and how she's looking." So this is the geography, this is the person's figure changes all the time. Jo zahid isse nada astana hai phir bhi wo nada nahi samjhaye khud lekin chalaye mujhko samjhane. That zahid is that person who he has got zuhud. He has renounced everything of this world. He has cut off everything from this world. Then how can he know what is, if he doesn't know the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is still nada, he is still ignorant. He is a person who doesn't know of the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He himself doesn't understand the love. How is it he's going to come to me and make me understand? So these are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kisi ki aah mazlumi se waqt-e zulm darna tha, hue mein hasana abad-e zalim jisse veerane. that at the time a person who is a madloom, who is oppressed, then a person should fear his dua, his bad dua actually. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ittaqi da'wat al-mazloom, that fear the call and the bad dua of an oppressed person, especially when zulam is being made. And then there is no hijab, there is no barrier between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can be even a kafir as well. If a person kafir, if a Muslim is making zulam upon him, and he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will respond to him as well. So hey, we think of zulam, maybe governments are doing zulam upon us, or upon the Muslims. But every individual should see that I am making zulam, oppressing my family members, my wife, my children, those who are under me, my employees. Are we making zulam? And are they making baddua against us? So we need to be careful of such situations. Sataya Umar Bar Bu Jahal ne Sham Nabuwat ko sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, magar badnaam hai dono jahan mein uske afsane. That Abu Jahl, he was a father of ignorance, how much he caused harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His entire day and night was dedicated to causing harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how was he cursed in both the worlds. In this dunya as well, where on the Battle of Badr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pushed all those corpses into a certain well, and that well is where all today, where like is regarded as the public toilets, all the feces, all the filth, so to say, is coming upon them. So in this well, they were disgraced in the after what to say. So these are the people who look down upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taunted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even in today's time, you will find these people who are making cartoons and they are writing all evil upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give them hidayat. If hidayat is not written for them, then Allah will take them to task, definitely. And this has been proven time and again, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them, how Allah ta'ala cursed them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them an evil death. نہ کر تحقیر ہے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے. That زاہد, the person who cuts himself out of this world, he is ascetic. Do not make tahkeen, do not consider despicable the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there are certain people who aqsamu ala Allah la abarrahu. That you look at them outwardly, they have to maybe put a proposal, their proposal will not be accepted. If they have to intercede on behalf of someone, the intercession will not be accepted. But there are such simple people, the connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that if they have to take a qasam in Allah to do a certain thing, Allah ta'ala will fulfill that qasam of theirs. So we do not look at a person, we do not judge a person. That person may be a simple person, but his ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on a very, very, very high level. So we should be careful. We don't know maqam dard dil, that you are ignorant of his position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one if a person does any wrong to that person, that one sigh of that person, and Allah ta'ala can cause the destruction of that person already in this world. تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے آتا قلب شکستہ ہے کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودانے. That in this world sometimes our hearts become broken. One is a person loses something of the material thing of his world, his heart becomes broken. But one is in the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person is tempted to look at a certain woman, and now he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he does not look at that woman, he lowers his gaze. There's a temptation to do evil, to steal from his boss. Now the temptation is over there, but now he sees ma'afiyah ma'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that moment his heart is broken. I could have enjoyed that woman, I could have enjoyed that gaze, I could have enjoyed that wealth, but he did it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Shah Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, when does the sun rise? He said, if you look at the horizon, when it becomes red, and becomes fully red, then you see the sun rise, the rays of the sun coming about. Then he said, on this analogy, he said that when a person sacrifices all his desires of his heart, and it becomes extremely red, then in this world only one sun is rising, or at that horizon that we see at the horizon, that sun. But when a person sacrifices all his haram desires, and now his blood becomes totally red, at that moment then many suns of Allah Ta'ala's marifat is going to arise. Going to rise in that heart, and the person inshallah will become very, very close to Allah. So that tajalli, that help and the lighting, that spark that will come to the heart of that person whose heart is broken. And how many times a person's heart becomes broken? Yeah, a person should not feel when it comes to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that la ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'siyatil khaliq, or kama qal, there is no obedience to the creation when it involves the disobedience of the creator. So people, if a person does what is according with hikmat, with wisdom, he does everything according to the shariat, and those people, they can taunt you, they can criticize you, I am pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to the those situations that now you are tempted to do any gunas, at that moment now your heart is broken, know well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be with that broken heart. Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifah is going to rise in the heart of yours. وَهِي كَرْتَئِهِ اُنْكِ عَاشِقُ پَرْ تَبْصِرَ اَخْتَرْ جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے. That Hazrat is complaining and saying that those people who criticize the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who find fault the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who criticize the Ahlullah, they are such people, they will forgive them because they don't know what is the ma'rifat of Allah. They don't know the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they have to get the taste of it, then they will realize, then they will understand the maqam of the Ahlullah and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, we will find, for example, anything that is connected to Allah is something very, very sacred. For example, Allah Ta'ala mentions the word to the Quran Kareem, this is Kitabullah. That the Kitab is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, the Rasulullah, he is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Baytullah, the Kaaba Sharif, is connected to Allah, Baytullah. And then we will find the camel of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam was known as Naqatullah. That is the camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anything connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very, very sacred, are very, very auspicious, and we need to revere and respect those things. And one is Rijalullah, who are the men of Allah, Ahlullah, those who have the heart that are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such a heart. May Allah make us the two ashikin and the two arifin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah.